What do we really know about what causes harmful algal blooms? As WXXI's Veronica Volk tells us, New York State scientists are trying to find out.
Lewis McCaffrey stands on a dock looking out over Seneca Lake.
I know sometimes while you're doing this job, you do think, wow, I am the luckiest guy to be paid to go out on the lake. Even though there are some problems out on the lake, it's still wonderful to be out there.
The problems McCaffrey is referring to are what he's here to test for.
So today we are going to be collecting water samples for a whole variety of different parameters. We're going to look at nutrients. We'll also assess the acidity of the lake, how much oxygen is in there, how much chlorophyll is in there, which is an indicator.
All that to say, McCaffrey is looking for any sign of harmful algal blooms.
You want me to put it into layman's terms? I don't really know any layman's terms. That's a joke. Okay.
McCaffrey is a senior research scientist with the Finger Lakes Water Hub, which is part of the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Last year, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced an initiative to study these blooms, sometimes called HABs, because they can be dangerous.
They can do some damage to the economy of the lake. They can also be harmful if you swim in them, if you let your pets swim in a harmful algal bloom.
McCaffrey is also working with a volunteer, Addison Mason, or Addie. He's owned property on the lake for decades and now lives full-time in a house on its east end.
I was in the Navy, so I like water and just feel good being on the water.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of eagles and osprey that have come back, so my morning coffee's been on the porch watching the eagles.
Those eagles could be threatened if these HABs get worse. That's because the blooms put off toxins that poison fish, which can in turn poison birds of prey. Mason is just one of hundreds of volunteers across the Finger Lakes who collect water samples and take measurements for the DEC for this program. After Mason and McCaffrey load the boat with equipment, we take off for the middle of the lake. McCaffrey explains that one reason this research is so important is because there's so much we don't know about HABs. For instance, Seneca Lake has not had any blooms recorded this season. Cayuga Lake is currently monitoring 40.
They're right next to each other. They're similar kind of depth, same, almost the same volume, length, width, obviously the same climate, and even the levels of nutrients in the two lakes are kind of similar. So the puzzle is, why are they a little bit different? On a day like today, why are they different? Right, hold on to your hats.
Much of the collection process is tedious. Recording depths, temperatures, visibility, oxygen levels, taking water samples from 5 meters, 10 meters, and 15 meters, which will all go back to a lab for analysis.
Along with ropes and cable management, ice and temperature management is part of this job.
It's a lot like regular boating.
Yeah. Yeah, but you have beers on ice. We have lake samples on ice.
But all this collecting is also going to fuel another part of McCaffrey's research. He and a team of researchers are looking at ways that satellites can monitor blooms.
So yesterday a satellite went over the Finger Lakes, and we can correlate the color of the lake with the amount of chlorophyll. And so what we want to try and do is monitor the whole Finger Lakes and even the whole of New York State with satellites.
McCaffrey says at some point that may help them better predict blooms, which are becoming an increasing problem. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.